Creator loves us, forgives us, and protects us. Jesus has made us his brothers and his sisters. And through Jesus, God accepts each and every one of us into his own family, into his loving arms. We are his, and we belong to him. God calls us forward, always forward. Yes, we're to repent of our sins and acknowledge that, but then move forward. He wants us to grow. He wants us to learn, to love, and to have joy. God wants us to have confidence in him. And that's where we can learn how to love. So, what next in the gospel? Well, we learn from Jesus a couple of things. All about God's intended, ideal relationship for us to have. And it is attainable. Jesus knew God's will, and Jesus knew God's way perfectly. And actually, I love the way that Larry read it today, because he read it great. What did Moses command you? Because Moses never commanded this, and so you read it perfectly. Thank you. But Jesus knew that the teaching in Deuteronomy was in regards to a man who divorced his wife and then later on wanted to remarry, and then the same one. And then she remarried in the meantime, and that second husband divorced her. And so this certificate was to allow the next marriage. Sounds confusing. Marriage was not to be taken lightly or it's supposed to be a deliberate, intentional bond. Jesus doesn't prohibit divorce either, but he does say remarriage is in effect adultery towards the first wife or the first husband. Jesus was more interested in teaching God's will and his way, what God intended, rather than becoming involved with the two popular debates of the day. And I have to look it up to be sure. He didn't want to take sides. He wanted to teach God's way. The first side of the debate was from Shammai. And I have to admit, Shammai was more admirable, especially in those days. A man could divorce his wife for one reason and one reason only, for sexual misconduct. Hillel, the other side, felt that a man could divorce his wife for any reason at all, any trivial reason at all. A man could come home and if she didn't dust this one table right, she was out. If she burnt the toast, she was out. If she cooked fish and not chicken, she was gone. You know, any trivial, whatever his whim was. Jesus explains that the law was written because of their hardness of heart, having no mercy for the women, especially in those days. The woman was easily, very easily, used, abused, and neglected, and then used, abused, and neglected again and again because she was vulnerable. Totally and sadly at the world and her husband's mercy, which they usually didn't have any. But in those days, things were much worse than they are now. The woman in those days was not even considered second class. She was considered property, something sold and something bought, treated as property. So she had no recourse but to try and marry again, so that she would not be an outcast, abandoned, left out on the street to bathe and to be poverty-stricken. If we remember at the cross, what did he say to John? He said, "Behold your mother." He knew that his mother had no husband. Joseph had died. He knew that he was dying, and he wanted his mother to be protected. So he was telling St. John, take her in as your mother so she would not be on the street. That's what that means. So the certificate of divorce in Deuteronomy was in reality to help the woman, but not to advocate divorce. Today we learn even more about God and more about ourselves. We learn from Jesus about how relationships are to be. Like I said, Christ and his church, God and ourselves, how a man and a woman are to be in relationship, and each and every one of us in our different relationships. Jesus taught, he showed, and he lived God's vision, the vision of ideal human relationships. This ideal is represented easily in the Trinity, the relationship of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Mutually cooperative, mutually trusting, mutually faithful, and mutually loving. This is the relationship that we are to have with God and each other. And then just one more thing, and since the Sunday school wants me to go on, I'm done. But in short, don't worry, Paige and her. This lesson goes on to show us that not only the importance, the care, the protection, the nurture, the interest, the respect, the dignity, and the true love of all people is necessary, that we are to realize the importance and the value and the worth of women and men, but also children. And if there was anything in those days that was, let's say, considered worse than a woman or a Gentile woman, it would have been a child. Jesus was firm about this. We heard it today. All are to be protected and loved and cared for, provided and nurtured for. All children are to receive mercy, compassion, forgiveness. Those are the attitudes that God expects us to have in our hearts. And Jesus left the crowd. He left them with a revolutionary challenge, with something that was, I would say, totally outside of their mindset for the day and that time. It was not the customary way of thinking. It was not the norm of the day. He said to them, "Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Wow. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. He wanted a new understanding of God-like love. So now, one whom they felt was the worst excuse for a human being, he was telling them that now they had to be just like them, just like that child, if they wanted to enter into God's holy kingdom. I would say that Jesus got his point across. Jesus loves them, and he loves us, and he expects us to reciprocate a God-like love to each and every one here, strangers, but also to remember to love our God and to respond and share his love with others.